This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mode here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's an eminent cardiologist called upon by the American Heart Association to talk, bring their message. And there's been a lot of that sort of thing going on this week, right? A lot of messages on heart and the heart systems.
Yeah, the American Heart Association, they meet once a year in their so-called scientific sessions. And this is an international meeting where cardiologists, both clinicians and basic scientists, get together to share the latest breakthroughs in research about the heart. So there's a lot of front page stories this week about the heart.
And one of the things that I pride myself in, and Ken does too, is bringing you up to date on this news and how it impacts you. So let's take an example of this info that's coming from the American Heart Association this week. Focus on living. If you're living in a neighborhood where there's a lot of noise, it can affect your heart. This looks fairly intriguing, Ken.
Exactly. What they reported earlier this week in Chicago at the American Heart Association's annual meeting is that living in noise-saturated neighborhoods, Doug, might be more than simply annoying. It can increase your risk factors for serious health problems, including heart attack, heart disease, and stroke. It seems that chronic noise from traffic in airports, it appears to trigger the amygdala. That's a brain region critically involved in stress regulation. Noise also is associated with increased inflammation of the arteries, which is a risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and heart disease.
So, under the circumstances, the things that affect our heart are emotional. They could be, it's the mind-body connection here. When I see or hear you talk about things like this, it just reaffirms for me how important it is to have a healthy mind, because what's going into your getting the senses are creating this anxiety that creates the heart attack, or at least brings you to that, the noise or whatever other things scare you. That affects your mind, and the mind is what triggers the action of the body, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mental stress is almost as bad on the heart as cigarette smoking.
Yeah, wow. Speaking of that, I noticed a judge has restricted the sales of various flavored e-cigarettes on the internet. And so social media has been curbed. I think this was a long time in coming. You and I have talked about this almost every week, I think, for at least a year, the impact of e-cigarettes, especially on youngsters. But most of the e-cigarette flavors now, and I don't know where this judge is, I'm not sure what state he's in, but this may be a trend, Ken. What do you think?
Right. There was an agreement not to anymore market the flavored e-cigarettes, and also there was an agreement not to advertise the e-cigarettes on social media. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I'm not a big fan of e-cigarettes. Originally, they were thought as a bridge to getting off of cigarettes, tobacco cigarettes, but actually, it hasn't turned out that way. It's unexpected. Often, it enhances. It's a bridge the other way. There's two-way traffic when it comes to e-cigarettes. Just as many people actually use it to start tobacco cigarettes as to get off, and I think there's hazards involved with it. This is not something you want to do for your health.
So I wondered, and I think I did this, I wondered out loud on the air in some circumstance I was in recently, the e-cigarettes and the regular tobacco and marijuana. If you had to pick your poison, literally, which is smoking a regular cigarette, e-cigarettes, or marijuana, which one is least harmful to you? I know you're
choice D.
Don't do it at all. I got that.
But none of the above.
I do. Yeah, okay. So that's in a perfect world. But if there are people who seem to be addicted...
Bite your nails.
Yeah. Choose another one. Pick one of the choices that I give you. Is there a difference? I guess maybe that's the question. The difference in how these various things affect you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't advocate any one of them.
To advocate one. I'm just wondering which one does the least harm.
That's
putting you in a bad position.
That's just a very hard question to answer. You know, maybe the e-cigarettes, but again, it's why even think that way?
Because that's what some people think.
You're not doing any of that for your health. Think of it that way.
No, that's for sure. In a moment, we're going to, Dr. Ken and I, talk to a doctor who's a specialist in the treatment of anxiety in children. We're talking again about the mind and how the mind affects the body, and this will be a focus on children in that regard in a matter of moments. As long as we're in the health department, and that's where we are here, in order to have a good healthy body and a great healthy life, you got to get a good night's rest. And if you're tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night, it's time for you to change how you're sleeping. Buy one pillow, no matter what the pillow is, on the website at mypillow.com. Pick one of the pillows that you think is really cool, and then buy it. You get a second one just like it without paying for it. It's free. So the first one you pay for, the second one is free. Any pillow, all over the catalog at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to save up to 50% on all the products at MyPillow.com.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, welcoming in Dr. Mark Menalasino, who is the medical director of the Menlo Clinic, the Center for Functional Medicine. You got 35 years of healthcare experience, Ken. Completed medical school at the University of Nebraska, has specialized in internal medicine, and we are here to connect anxiety in children. The mental, Dr. Mark, what I believe is that there is a spiritual, mental, physical, the mind-body-spirit thing is real. How does it manifest in children if they are anxious about about anything in their life?
Well, thank you very much, sir, and you're exactly right. It really is the intersection of all of those things. And really, a child's nervous system isn't really designed to cope with all the stress that's in their world today. And a lot of families are running on adrenaline all the time, moving from one activity to the next, And we just need to sometimes pump the brakes a little bit. Our children just can't deal with the amount of energy and stress that comes at them, and they don't have these strategies to help them to cope with and to manage the stress, and it turns into anxiety. 1 in 8 children in America has an anxiety disorder, according to the National Institutes of Mental Health. And I'd love to share with you some ideas about how to reduce that.
All right. That's a good idea. I was just thinking about Ken and his daughter, who is now in college, but she, like, I can think of my own daughter, never mind Ken's, and the things that they were. My daughter is in her 40s, Ken's daughter is in her 20s, but there was anxiety, and it troubled me as a parent to see it. So anything we can do to eliminate it, and I'm sure these tips are going to help a little bit, so help yourself.
Well, you know, thank goodness we have all these options for our children today. And the problem is there may be too many. So one of the things I like to do is to try to find a way to demand more downtime for the whole family. Get out a whiteboard or even use a piece of paper, put everybody's name at the top, and list all the activities we do individually and as a family. And you'll find your kids are doing hockey or soccer or debate club or government or key club or dance. There's so many activities before school, during school, after school, that we just don't have that downtime built in. So I encourage you to map it all out, and once you see it in black and white, you realize really how much we're all doing. Mm-hmm. My suggestion is to pick one of those and take it off the list. Find a way to turn that into a non-plugged-in, non-electronic family connection downtime where you spend time just being with each other. Take a walk, do something active, find that time that's in the day to connect. That's one thing I think we're all missing.
So here's what Ken, I'm not going to speak for him, he can speak for himself. One of the things he found with his daughter was to go to the gym together, Ken. Wasn't that one of the great ways of connecting with her and bringing down her anxiety level at the same time?
Well, absolutely, and I just want to say hello to Dr. Mark, because I'm a cardiologist, and I totally agree how important it is to keep the stress level down. And I will, on a daily basis, tell my patients to have a boring day occasionally. So I'm glad to hear you advocate this.
A boring day.
Well, thank you. And you're so right. I think the heart really, you know, we need stress. Stress is what gets us out of bed. It's when it's dysfunctional stress or internalized the wrong way. And one thing for kids is to keep them on this type of schedule. Our bodies are clocks. And if we have these set routines, and one of the most important routines is go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time, and have a nighttime ritual where you wind down, turn off the electronics, ours and theirs, and have this set schedule and routine that you do every night to help them get ready for bed, to sleep deeply, and wake up on a set routine. That's one of the most crucial things we can do.
Getting a good night's rest, having them come down, and getting rid of the devices, getting the heck out of the room is probably a good place. But you got some other remedies, maybe some strategies to share to get things calmed down a bit.
There are a couple other ideas. One is, you know, before this stress develops into anxiety and we seek out medical treatment, look at some of the things that are out there. And one is our toxic life, the food that we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, but also the medications and the over-the-counter medications that we do. There are a lot of phthalates and dyes and parabens, food preservatives, food colorings. A lot of these actually take stress and can drive the anxiousness in kids. So keep calm and carry on with a cleaner choice. I'm excited to be medical director of Genexa, the world's only pharmaceutical company that has organic, non-GMO, clean, inactive ingredients. These toxins are super stimulating for some kids, and if you can choose ones that don't have them in them, like Calm Keeper for three and above and Stress Relief for teens and adults, these are natural, organic, homeopathic remedies that really help to address this stress from becoming anxiety before you have to turn to a medication. I encourage everyone listening to go to your medicine cabinet and look at all of the over-the-counter medicines and turn them over and look at those other ingredients, even your prescription medicines. You'll see dyes and preservatives and phthalates and other things that shouldn't be there.
All right. Check out the information from Dr. Mark at menloclinic.com, MENOCLINIC, menloclinic.com. Thanks to Dr. Mark Menolisino here, a focus on your children and your family, 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For us to continue with our focus on your good health, Good Day Health, the show, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We do podcasts of these programs every week. Kara synthesizes down the important information. For example, the one that is currently there in the archives at gooddayhealthshow.com with me and Ken, we discuss how the opioid problem continues and ask the question, are you suffering from post-election stress? With relief for that, Dr. Ken also explains in this podcast what causes election stress, how to deal with it. Also, a really very interesting and intriguing treatment of this black licorice thing. You probably ought to give it up for any number of reasons. Not good for you at all. Dr. Ken says that you need to make cleaning your shower head a regular part of cleaning your bathroom as well. A lot of great information on maintaining your good health always on the podcast that you can find every week. The explanation is there. Tell you what the content is. GoodDayHealthShow.com. That's GoodDayHealthShow.com. So, there are a number of things this week as Ken continues to peruse the medical journals that have to do with exercise and why you do it and when you do it and how you do it. So, the good news for people who are addicted to opioids and other drugs may come in the form of exercise, Ken, huh?
Absolutely. This really is good news. Out of ACS Omega Journal this week, exercise drug makes drug addicts less susceptible to succumbing to the cues that trigger a relapse. The news this week is that exercise changes the peptides in the brain, giving drug addicts more power to fight cravings.
So, that translated is there are things created when you exercise that could replace the drugs, right? And endorphins
that,
and things.
That too.
Yeah.
There are changes in the brain chemistry is what this report is telling us. That exactly. It helps to fight the cravings, the signals, the cues, the people that you use the drugs with or the paraphernalia that all help people get back into abusing the drugs. Apparently, exercise helps fight all these cues so you don't go back.
All right. And in light of that, The government has recommended a weekly exercise chart for Americans. They didn't have just beating drug addictions in mind, just in general how you take care of it. Where would we be without the blessed government? My God, they do all our thinking for us, got it all figured out. What do they say?
Well, they have put together an update on all the research and exercise since 2008, the last time they did it. And in 10 years, there have been a lot of breakthroughs in exercise. So they've synthesized this into their current recommendation, because only about 20% of people currently in the country are meeting this. And there's probably more than $150 billion, with a B, dollars of medical care that's being spent because people don't reach these exercise guidelines. So the CDC has issued, Doug, this week, new exercise guidelines which have bumped up the recommended time for physical activity that adults and children need each week. The new number is 150 minutes each week of moderate to vigorous aerobic exercise, or roughly 22 minutes a day, Doug. Previous guidelines called for exercise only 10 minutes a day. This is in addition to 2 days a week of strength training. Kids ages 6 to 17, they should get an hour of moderate to vigorous physical activity each day, and any amount of physical activity, even 2 minutes worth, can add up to huge benefits for your immediate and long-term health. In the past, we thought you had to do it in increments of at least 10 minutes. Now we know even 2-minute increments are helpful.
All right, how much do you exercise on a daily basis?
Oh, I get this in. I'm in the gym 3 days a week, and when I'm not in the gym, I'm just moving around. Move, that's the key, move.
Count your steps, baby. Count your steps. 28 past the hour.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
800-250-4079. 800-250-4079. That's 800-250-4079.
Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Firefighters continue making progress against the destructive and deadly wildfires in California. As containment grows in the Camp Fire in Northern California, so does the death toll. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says 8 more human remains were found in the aftermath.
That brings the total number of human remains located and collected at this point to 71.
There are 1,011 people still missing. The fire is now at 146,000 acres and is 50% contained. More than 12,000 structures are destroyed, and 9,700 of them are homes. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is holding at just over 98,000 acres and is now 80% contained. 3 people died in that fire, which is burning in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our focus on you, your health, your well-being. A lot of the things that are important in the medical world, the journals that are studying things that are going on, weight control, why your body does what it does, what's the cause of this, that, or the other. All those things are treated, and then Ken does a great job of assimilating information, passing it along. You'll find that that's the way he works, and is, if you're interested going down to visit him at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, you'll find that's the way he works with his patients as well. Takes every bit of information apart, kind of understands it, and then puts it back together again so that you can understand what's going on in your body. Very important. So visit Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology if you would like, in person. Call the office for a time when you're going to be in Florida or make a special trip. That's what I do. 352-735-1400. There's nobody better when it comes to analyzing what's going on in your body than Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. All right, so we've got a couple more of these things from the journals this week. We were talking about exercise, how exercise can beat drug addiction, and how the recommended weekly exercise time is, minimum. What about the, there's no maximum, just keep going.
Well, train, don't strain. Just, you know, do what we call symptom limited activity. When you feel it, that's too much. If it feels good, you're doing fine. But I just want to also add what exercise can actually do, because, you know, I don't want to say it too many times, but I say this all the time. It's my favorite drug, because this is what's been shown by science, not my own opinion, but by good, well-performed research and reproduced. Exercise reduces anxiety, depression, blood pressure, and pain caused by osteoarthritis. And that's counterintuitive. You would think joints that are wearing out, you use them more, you're going to make them worse. But light to moderate exercise actually helps it. And exercise improves certain things. It improves sleep quality as well as insulin sensitivity. So it will help diabetes. It will help you get down your metabolism. All the things that insulin helps in the body, when it's working properly, it will make the body, its metabolism, work more regularly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take another step in this direction, because there's a new study out that links your body mass, the mass index, to being depressed. So this could be, in a way, this is exercise related. If you're heavy or you're big, the bigger you are, the more depressed you are, if I'm following the thread.
Well,
is that right?
Well, this is interesting, because this is out in the International Journal of Epidemiology, and it's not as obvious as, oh, I'm obese, so I'm going to become depressed. It's not that simple. It's actually genetically controlled, and that's the discovery here. The news this week is that a higher body mass index can actually cause depression, and not as a psychological reaction. The same genes, the genes that are strongly associated with depression, are the same genes associated with a higher body mass index and diabetes. So this is wired in genetically as a connection. So it's not, oh, I'm fat, now I'm going to be depressed. It's all working from the same mechanism.
So I'm looking at an article that's in today's New York Times. The article entitled, How a Low-Carb Diet Might Help You Maintain a Healthy Weight, aimed at adults, especially who cut carbohydrates from their diet, replace them with fat. The metabolism increased. Is that news to you, or does that make sense?
Well, I saw this, and I purposely ignored it, because I think this is one of those stories that, you know, next week it's going to change, and you're going to get all down on science, and I didn't want to feed that flame.
Okay.
I think the majority of the studies show in this area of weight reduction is that it doesn't matter what you eat, it's the calories that are important. And my general feeling is, you know, I hear what they report in this study is that you want to count calories, and then there's healthy fats, there's healthy carbohydrates, and there's important in protein, and you need to get the right mix. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, talk to a dietitian or a physician who's interested in prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And well, this needs to be personalized. So that's why I'm going over it generally. And it needs to be personalized to you based on a number of factors. You know, what you should be doing in terms of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, and calories. And this is where dietitians and prevention-oriented physicians are wonderful.
All right. Okay. Let's get to another one of these studies. 1 in 10 Americans is having a tough time controlling their sexual urges. I'm surprised it's only 1 in 10.
I'm glad you're okay with discussing this.
I'm fine with discussing it. It's an important thing to discuss.
I'm so glad of that. This comes out of the JAMA Network Open Medical Journal, JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. And just out this week, it's new research, Doug, that suggests that almost 9% of Americans have distress caused by difficulty controlling their sexual feelings, urges, and behaviors. But the gap between genders is very small. Just over 10% of men show compulsive sexual behavior, compared to 7% of women. So this is not just a man's problem. And this is where sexual urges, desires, feelings just get in the way of you being able to function and get done during the day what you need to, and you get so distracted that you are not doing what you're supposed to.
So what do you do about it?
You need to, if you can't on your own make it right, this is where you need to talk to get some professional help, and either your primary care doctor, but probably a good psychotherapist or a psychiatrist needs to get involved here.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting. I would have thought the number would be higher than that, frankly. What's the old expression? Men think about sex every 14 seconds or something.
And the interesting thing is that women are just as involved as the men.
Yeah, of course they are. What,
yes.
You think men are on their own here? No.
No. Women,
all right.
Women are, as many women are almost as distracted and can't function because they're distracted.
Right. All right. Here's something I saw. Speaking of being distracted, a couple of fellas arrested last week, accused of selling cow urine mixed with cow dung as a cure for various diseases. This is in Calcutta, India. The two were selling this combo as an AIDS, cancer, and TB cure. The drug control officials told police about the scheme. The two men were taken into custody. Authorities say the mixture was being sold in a shop for $12 a bottle. Dozens of the bottles were confiscated during the bust. It appears to have been a clever idea to make some money. Much of India is Hindu, and they consider the cow to be sacred. So anything that comes out of the cow is bound to help them. So, and I love my cows on my farm. I don't know that I'd mix their pee and their feces together and make myself better. But listen, it's just me.
See, aren't you glad we have an FDA?
No. But, well, that's not true. I would like it if the FDA were a little bit less precocious than it is. How about that? There's a place for the FDA.
I'm just teasing.
I know you are, but that's all right. I can take a good joke sometimes. We'll define the time. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here. Now let me help you. We're talking about weight, the season of the year that we're in, weight loss, making sure you have enough energy. And one of the other benefits that goes with Kellitrin, the number one healthy choice for weight loss, is the way you are supporting your joints, because the main ingredient in Kellitrin is collagen, and collagen is a protein that is made with a couple of different digestive enzymes to help you absorb what's going on here. Kellitrin absorbing the collagen into your body. It's the number one source of protein. The protein helps you make more muscle. You go to the gym with Dr. Ken and develop that lean muscle, and doing so, you're exercising, burning up the fat, and that's how you lose the weight. Pretty easy, pretty simple, and what I like about it is its effectiveness in maintaining your weight loss, weight control. There are absolutely no adverse effects because it's all natural. It stimulates your body to produce more collagen when you take Kellitrin, and that's the building block. That's it. So if you want to lose weight, keep it off. Get started the right way this holiday season. Measure and monitor your health. Keep it down. Kellitrin will do it naturally. Toploss.com is the only way to find this product and to order it. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV and you get 10% off all the Kellitrin that you buy. Plus, you get a free bottle when you buy three or more. Okay? Got it? Special deal. Toploss.com. Code DJV. Lose the weight. Keep it off the safe, healthy, natural way with Kellitrin.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. Understanding next year's plans can be stressful. Starting your online research early can make it easier. Local resources and friends and family can also help. Rebecca Rabbit is with Express Scripts.
Open enrollment happens once a year, so this is your chance to make sure next year's plan fits your current financial and health needs. As we age and our medication needs change, choosing a Medicare prescription drug plan, known as Part D, is increasingly important. The choices we make now may impact how much we pay for medications in the future, particularly those we use on a regular basis to treat and manage chronic conditions. Online research is a great place to start. Reaching out to friends and family if you need help, particularly as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday, is a great way to make sure you can choose next year's plan with confidence.
For more information, visit roadmapformedicare.com and medicare.gov.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with some things to think about. I thought this was a very interesting perspective on something in the news. You may have heard the story about the jury in Oklahoma City ordered Aetna Insurance to pay $25 million to the family of an Oklahoma City woman who died a year after the insurance company refused to cover a type of radiation therapy. Jurors found that Aetna doctors didn't spend enough time reviewing this lady's case before she was denied coverage. It was proton beam therapy. Jury ruled that Aetna recklessly disregarded its duty to deal fairly and in good faith with Ms. Orana Cunningham, who had nasal pharyngeal cancer, that is, cancer of the nose. The FDA approved proton beam therapy, which is also a treatment covered by Medicare. Ms. Cunningham's attorney alleged that Aetna denied coverage for financial reasons. Its doctors were unqualified, overworked, and biased when they made their decision. Court records show that one doctor complained to the insurer about having to review 80 cases a day. After she was denied coverage, Ms. Cunningham and her husband decided to mortgage their home near Oklahoma City to pay for the therapy. She died at age 54. So $25 million goes to her husband and her family because of Aetna's inability to figure it out or to make it happen. And I think we have that sort of problem. You hear all these ads for the insurance companies here, there, and everywhere. Folks, the insurance companies are in business for one reason and one reason only, to make money. And the best way they make money is to charge you for coverage and then not give you the coverage and not pay you. They keep the money themselves. It goes to the bottom line. Stockholders are thrilled. The boss is happy, and you get nothing out of it. So be careful. That's the word for the wise from the Good Day Health Program. All right, Dr. Ken Kronos and Doug Steffen here. There's a focus this week on something we talked about, I think, the last couple of weeks, in fact, Ken. The causes of this mysterious polio-like illness that's spreading around the country. There are 90 confirmed cases. I think last time we talked about this, there were 20. 27 different states. Most of them are children between the ages of 2 and 8 that are getting. And they say there may be another 250 possible cases of this. The neurological condition that targets the spinal cord causes weakness in your limbs, paralysis, and death. So the question is, why now? What's some kind of new virus floating around?
That's my best guess. It seems to be a virus similar to the polio virus. Unfortunately, we don't have any vaccine for it. And viruses are smart. They will evolve, and they will evolve defenses against whatever's being thrown at them. And in time, there are new viruses. Just think about AIDS. All these, they may have been around in other forms, but they do evolve and then become harmful disease causing in humans. So may have been around, but they evolve.
Going hand in hand with that, the focus on ticks, because the population of ticks is exploding.
Too many.
Yeah, Lyme disease, that sort of thing. Tick-related illnesses, a serious growing threat to public health. So is that something that may cause what we were just talking about? And if not, you and I have had this conversation. I've had Lyme's disease. I had to get treatment for it, take an antibiotic. But
growing up, did anyone ever talk about Lyme?
No.
Exactly.
Never.
So, and these things come out, they change, and
it's back to the tick. The tick and where they got it. Where the hell, how did they get started on the tick?
Well,
one would wonder.
And again, the living organisms evolve. They don't stay constant. And survival of the fittest. And these things can protect themselves and fight, and they come out. And it is what it is.
There's a committee of doctors and researchers trying to discover the relationship, all these crawling bug diseases. The Tick-Borne Disease Working Group established last year. Yeah, supposed to propose how to rein in this problem. How do you rein it in if you don't know what really you're trying to fix?
Well, you study it as they are. That's why it's very good what they're doing, and it needs to be studied. And you're asking questions yet to be answered, and this is where you begin what they're
doing.
John,
I always... That's my lot in life, to ask questions that there are no answers to, at least at the moment. It's 10 before the hour.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The hour now, as our focus on your health and well-being, a very important cog in the wheel for all the things that I do on the radio. So let's pay more attention. We all pay attention, but more attention to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist. Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida is his shop. And as an expert in the heart, a couple of things. One of the things that he does for us continually while he's on the air is check out the various annual meetings of organizations, things that are in the journals of medicine, that sort of thing, and interprets them so you know what the heck these people, you know, you can never understand what a doctor says or what he writes. So here we are. Ken is going to take us down into a couple of areas about your heart because he is a cardiologist. Bypasses and the way to take care of your heart if you have a diabetic problem. Wasn't this National Diabetes Week? I think it is, yeah.
Well, this was the week the American Heart Association meets with their annual scientific meeting, and there's a ton of new research that's released this week. So that's why there's a lot of heart news this week.
Okay. So diabetes and bypass operations, how do they fit together?
This is a very important big study that was released. People with both diabetes and multiple clogged heart arteries, Doug, live longer if they undergo bypass surgery rather than have their blood vessels reopened with stents. Patients treated with coronary artery bypass surgery, they survive about 3 years longer than those who have their blood vessels propped open with stents. Surprising result, but true.
You're surprised.
A little bit. It was that this big a difference, but there is.
So what would you, from a cardiologist's point of view, why would this be? Okay, so here's the result. It says a bypass is better if you have diabetes to fix your problem with your heart. But why would that be? What's going on in your body that makes that make sense?
Well, just the diabetes. These are people with multiple blockages, and they have underlying propulsion to have these vessels close down, which is what diabetes does. And it just seems like the pushback is not enough with the stenting, and you need something more definitive.
Mm-hmm. Bypass surgery. So is that pretty easy, though, now compared to what it was when we first introduced, what, 40, 50 years ago?
It is a lot easier. It depends on the patient. It depends on the skill set of the surgeon. But it's getting more and more minimal, and the amount that you have to actually open up the chest is getting less and less. And some of it is done through very small incisions these days. It depends on the case.
Right. But it's technology, among other things, that really saves the day here, it sounds like.
Technology and the skill set of the surgeon.
Right. Okay. All right. So, as long as we're in the heart department here, here's a study that kind of, for me anyway, is a duh, because we talk about this all the time, but why don't you explain especially the omega-3 impact?
Well, also out of the same heart meeting, eating more fish or taking fish oil supplement can reduce everyone's risk of a heart attack. The important take home out of this, Doug, is that the better choice is eating it, if you can, with oily fish, salmon, sardines, tuna, mackerel. But if you, so many people just don't like eating two servings of fish a week, then yes, the fish oil capsules do have a beneficial effect. A gram a day was used in this study.
A gram a day.
Yes.
So we're probably getting that out of fish supplements, though, although you, as you said, you got to, most of the good omega-3 capsules have a gram, don't they?
Correct.
Yeah. So there you go. But you got to have it. I take, I probably have.
One way or the other, you get it.
Yeah, you got to get it. 2-4 grams a day I probably take. I think that's why I don't have much plaque in my system as much, thanks to you and your good work. Dr. Ken here. Here's a focus on something that we all need to make sure we have plenty of, and that's a strong immune system. Enhancing my immune system, helping you to enhance your immune system at this time of year. This is a big deal, but I'll tell you, it's easy to do with Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Couple of capsules in the morning, couple at night. These 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that have been powdered, and they have enzymes and probiotics in them. This is the way to energize that immune system of yours to help you stay away from colds and flu and all that sort of thing. Texas Superfood, in business for 23 years. They've come up with a perfect way for you to make sure that you are healthy, strong, and vital during the winter months. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. I've convinced myself and many other people, obviously the folks that are at Texas Superfood think this is a good place for us to tell the story. The story's great. It works. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order your Texas Superfood Complete Organic to boost your immune system. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.